This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, a brief background on me. I prepared my first tax return in 1987 and have been running my own CPA firm since 1992. We specialize in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offer the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. These podcasts do not take a political view, but seek to offer an unbiased interpretation of how global and national events and legislation are impacting families and businesses at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Now, on to today's topic, which is that tax planning is the most important part of financial planning. Of course, the CPA you choose is the most significant professional choice you can make. I'm winking at you here. A close second is your financial advisor. An important note here, you should avoid having a CPA or tax preparer who is also your financial advisor. It is impossible to be a full-time professional in two completely different disciplines. Also, there is a moral hazard when someone is advising you in these two areas. I urge everyone to have two separate professionals for tax preparation and financial advice. Many financial advisors provide long-term financial projections, and many of these projections don't carry the calculations far enough and ignore the actual net after-tax impact. Why is this important? Well, many of your future retirement and investment-related income will be subject to tax, possibly at varying rates. You may have ordinary taxable income, capital gains, etc. Most people's question is, how much will I have to live on every month? An advisor can enter information into their proprietary software package and provide you with schedules spanning many years. When you review that data, you might think, great, I can live with that net cash inflow every month when I'm 65. But most times, as I stated above, the true after-tax cash inflow is not shown or available. Even systems that do provide a tax calculation are not exact enough, so the net numbers could be suspect. And remember, financial advisors are not tax preparers, and they shouldn't be, just as I should not be a financial advisor who invests your money. You want to engage your CPA in these discussions and ask them to take these projections and provide you with the reality of what you will retain in your pocket after the IRS takes their piece. So, getting the long-term projections from your financial advisor is only the first step. Remember, good financial planning has to start with your CPA's tax planning. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative and impartial. Please take a moment to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to me at chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. As always, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Thank you and have a great day.